Boketov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is Ayin Vav 76. We left off at Ayin Ham on Bet. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalom Abba Dachonim, Bichlalam, Chimda, Barachom, Achan, Dujan, Adem, Echan, Ukam, Rifka, Sarab, Anamin, Shalom, Sarah, Davin, Rechad, Yifah, Badum, Rav, Rifka, Badach, Rifka, Badaster, Shalom, Abba, Sarah, Fahim, Elam, Shalom, Shalom, Echan, Yifah, Badum, Yam, Yibidam, Yifah, Chayasar, Bitchom, Rechad, Bachan, Simcha, Ben, Makam, Ram, Adachib, Ezim, Ram, Chana, Adana, Adam, Omer, Chabas, Tamar, Sarab, Chana, Agab, Ragid, Abba, Barachad, Dan, Ma, Yisrael, 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 Yisrael,
Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, We are on Ayin Hey Amud Bet 75B on the middle of the page, smacking this towards the lower part of the page. Etive Abaye. Abaye has a contradiction. Nichnesa l'reshut habal. Once the woman goes into the jurisdiction of the husband's home, habal tzarich lehavi ra'aya sha'ad shelo titares hayuba mumin elu. We said that the husband, once she goes into the husband's house, the husband has to bring a proof that these blemishes came before they got engaged. Because if it happened after they got engaged, then it's not a mekach ta'ut. But yet, if he brings a proof that those blemishes came before they got engaged, v'hayam mekacho mekach ta'ut, and he has to bring a proof, so therefore this mekach, this purchase that he made for his wife, that he made of his wife, would be a ta'ut, would be a mistake. So the Gemara is medayek. Ad shelo titares in. If he brought this raya, this proof of the blemishes from before they got engaged, yes, you're right, that's a mekach ta'ut. But mishit titares lo. But once they get engaged, that's not the case. And the question is, why? Be'amai. Why is not the case? Lema, kan nimtza'u ve'kanayu. Why don't we say the same thing that we ended with yesterday? We said, kan nimtza'u ve'kanayu. That over here in the house of the father is where the blemishes happened. Ve'kanayu. And when she continued into the husband's home, the blemishes came with her. Meaning, so therefore, she had the blemishes from beforehand, and it's a mekach ta'ut. Why don't we say the same phrase? What's the difference if it's before engagement or after engagement? If he brought the proof from before, then it works. If he brought it from after, then it doesn't work. Just say this phrase, kanim tza'u kanayu, and therefore she had these blemishes from before. So Amar Lei, he would say to you, mishanit arsa, from the time they got engaged, mishum de'ika lememar, because you can say, he can respond to that, Chazaka en adam shote bekos ela imken bodko. We have a chazaka, a person does not drink from the cup unless he checks the cup. Meaning, he doesn't drink from it, he doesn't marry this woman unless he has her checked, he has the relatives check her to make sure there's no blemishes. So that being the case, we cannot say, oh, that she had this blemish, we kanim seu kanayu automatically after engagement already, because you already got engaged. That means once you got engaged to her, you probably would have checked her and you would have known that there's no blemishes. Or you saw that there's a blemish, v'hai ra'av nifayesu, and you saw the blemish and you were okay with it. And that's why you stayed married to her. The Gemara says, if that's the case, yachi, ad shelo titares nami. Okay, then until you get engaged as well, even if you bring a proof before you got engaged, a proof of blemishes that happened before the engagement, still it should not make any difference because you looked at the blemishes and you married her anyway. You were okay with it. So the Gemara says, Ela Amrinan, we're going to say, Chazaka in Adam Mifayez Bemumin. We have a status, we have a Chazaka, a person that is not okay with a woman having blemishes. This is a Chazaka that we have, so therefore he would not be okay with it. So the question comes back now again. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, so too in our case, in the case of after Erusin, Chazaka in Adam Mifayez Bemumin, a person is not okay with blemishes. How can you explain why there's a difference between if he brings a Ra'ayah from before Erusin to after Erusin? Ela mishenit arsa. The reason why it's different is because after they get engaged, mishum de'ika tarte, there's two chazakot now. There's chazaka ha'amed haguf al chizkato. Chazaka number one is we status the body to stay the same way it was beforehand. We assume that the woman had no blemishes beforehand. We status her, we make a chazaka that just like she had no blemishes beforehand, we say the chazaka is she probably did not have any blemishes before they got engaged. And v'chazaka, and there's another chazaka, in adam shoteh bakos, elim ken bodko, that a person will not drink from a cup, he will not marry a woman unless he checks her. V'hai ra'av, and he checked her by her relatives, and he was okay with the blemishes. So therefore, since there are two chazakas, it's so strong that you cannot break that. So the Gemara says, my amart, what would you say to that? chazaka en adam mefayes memumin. Would you say maybe that a person is not okay with blemishes? But that's only have a chada, flipping the amud. That's only one chazaka bimkom tarte in place of two chazakot. Two versus one, and we know that chada bimkom tarte lo amrinan. We would never say that one chazaka is stronger than two chazakot. So therefore, the two chazakas overpower the one chazaka, and that's why we would assume that a person would not marry her unless he had checked her. And so therefore, if they had got engaged already, we assume that he had checked her and he's okay with the blemish. So therefore, he can't go back. But if he brings a proof that she had these blemishes from beforehand, then we would assume, hey, we would not say that hamil gufo al chizkato. And therefore, if he had brought a proof that she had blemishes beforehand, that would be a mekach taut. The Gemara says, ad shelo titares, until they got engaged, hamil haguf al chizkato lo ika lemeimam. You can't even use the chazaka of bringing a proof before they got engaged, saying that there's a chazaka that she was no blemish beforehand. Why? The Rashi says there's witnesses. The guy is bringing witnesses saying that before they got engaged, there are witnesses saying that she has blemishes. So how can you say ha'amel aguf al cheskato that she didn't have blemishes? She did have blemishes. We have witnesses. So the Gemara says, my ika. What would the father say? What can he say then? Chazaka en adam shoteh bakos elim ken bodko. That it's a chazaka that a person would not drink from the cup unless he checked it. You don't marry the woman unless you have the relatives check her to make sure there's no blemishes. V'hai ra'av v'nifayesu. And he checked her and he made sure and he was okay with the blemish. So the Gemara says, adraba, on the contrary. Chazaka en adam ifayes b'mumin. That we have a chazaka that a person is not okay with blemishes. V'ha'amed mamon al cheskato. And now that we don't have, right, remember we had the machloka between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, between if we say that a chazaka, the gufe adifa, is the chazaka of the body better, or the chazaka of mamon is better. So the Gemara says, v'ha'amed mamon al cheskato. Now that we don't have chazaka of the body, saying that, oh, maybe she was really no blemish before engagement, because we have witnesses that show that she was. So therefore, now we have the chazaka of mamon, and the chazaka of mamon is saying the money is in the husband's hands. You come and bring a proof. Now the woman has to bring a proof that she wasn't blemished, because the money is in his hands. So therefore, you withstand the chazaka of the money in the hands of the husband, and so therefore, the husband is not okay with the blemish, and therefore it should be a mekach ta'ut, the Gemara says. So Rav Ashi, okay, so this is how the Gemara answers showing that the husband would not need to necessarily pay because of the fact that this sounds like a mekach ta'ut. So the Gemara then comes and tries to re-answer the question we had earlier. If you remember, we had the contradiction, and we explained one answer was, the first part of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yeshua, second part of the Mishnah was Rabban Gamliel, right? Rabbi Yeshua was of the opinion, lo mipia anu chayin, whereas Rabban Gamliel says, no, we believe her. Then the second opinion came and said, no, we really, the whole Mishnah is following Rabban Gamliel. Now comes Rav Ashi and gives a third opinion. Rav Ashi Amar, that whole Mishnah is all following the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. He says, Resha mane le'aba biyadecha. The beginning part of the Mishnah, it's not that it's not Rabban Gamliel's opinion. The only thing about it is, why do we say we don't believe the woman? It's because it's like he is saying, mane, it's like she's saying, mane le'aba biyadecha. That there's 100 zuzes, a mane, for my father in your hand. Meaning, when a person is talking, here, look, Rashi explains this. Rashi says, Rav Ashi Amar Raden Nami La Okma Kulak Rabban Gamliel. He says the whole Mishnah is like Rabban Gamliel. The Chazaka the Gufa Adifa. That he says the Chazaka of the Gufa is better. The Resha Lahachi Lo Mehanya Chazaka the Gufa. And why doesn't the beginning of the Mishnah use this Chazaka of the Guf, saying that she's believed? Lefisha Ena Ta'ana Shela. The Ta'ana is not hers. She's not making the Ta'ana in the beginning of the Mishnah. Ela Shel Aviyah. The Ta'ana is made by the father. The proof is made by the father. Shektubat Erusin La'av. The Ketubah of Erusin goes to the father. Right? What was the beginning of the Mishnah? If we go back to the Mishnah in the previous daf, what did it start with? It said, if she had blemishes and she's in her father's house, the father has to bring a proof that it was from, the blemishes came after they got engaged. This has nothing to do with the daughter. The Ketubah goes to the father. So since it's going to the father, see, it's like someone who comes and says, "Mane le'aba bi'adecha, you have my $100 for my father in your hands." So therefore it's not for her. And since it's not for her, it's not a ta'ana for her. And so now it's not like she is fighting for herself. So there's no chazaka de gufa adifa anymore. There's no chazaka of her body, because we're not talking about her. It's the father coming and saying, "Give me my money." So he's fighting for himself, and so therefore that's what Rashi's saying. It's not the ta'ana of her, it's rather the ta'ana of the father. And that's how we can explain the resha, why she would not be believed, because we're not talking about her. So the Gemara, but it says, Mane libiadecha. The latter part of the Mishnah, when we say that she goes into the husband's house, now the ketubah can come to her, so therefore she's saying, you have my money in your hands, the woman is saying. So that's why, in that case, we would say, no, Mohammed gufa al chazkato, we would say that you stand the body on the chazakah, that she did not have blemishes, and she is believed. So really, it's both like Rabban Gamliel. The first part of the Mishnah is going with the aspect that it's the ta'ana of the father. The second part of the Mishnah is going with the ta'ana of the girl, and we believe her only when it's her ta'ana. The Gemara says, Etive, we have a contradiction. Rav Acha, Bere, de Rav Avia, the son of Rav Avia, le Rav Ashi. To Rav Ashi, he has a contradiction. Okay? Moder Rabbi Meir, agrees, Bemumin ha-re'uyin la'vo ima, with blemishes that are fitting, that are, you know, common for her to come with her, mi beit avia, from her father's house to her husband's house. Shala av lehavir ra'ayah. Rabbi Meir agrees that in that case, those type of blemishes that are common to bring, that she comes with to her father's house, Rabbi Meir agrees that the father has to bring a proof.
That happened after everything.
Right, right. They got engaged, they're already engaged, and now he has to bring the proof. So the Gemara says, Ve'amai. Why does he have to bring the proof? Mane libya dechahu. They're already considered married. So once they're considered married, it's now her relationship with the husband, and if after marriage, she gets the ketubah. So if she gets the ketubah, then it's her money. So what does it have to do with the father? Why does the father have to bring a proof? So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'mayaskinan." What are we dealing with over here? Biteret. We're talking about an extra finger. If she had an extra finger, so since she had an extra finger, it's very here. Rashi says, "Biteret." Rashi says, "Etzva yetera deleik alamemar la'achar erusin olad." It's an extra finger, and you cannot say that came after engagement.
Hands or feet.
Yeah, it has to be an extra finger on the part of her body that had to have been there from before, and the husband must have known about it, right? So since it's an extra finger, so the Gemara comes and says, "Yeteret my ra'aya mighty." So what proof can the father bring about an extra finger? Meaning, she has an extra finger. How can you bring a proof that she's not blemished? She has a blemish. So the Gemara says, "Ra'aya dira'av nifayesu." What the proof he has to bring is that the husband had saw this blemish, had seen this blemish, and was okay with it. If he brings a proof that the husband saw this blemish and was okay with it, then the mekach is not a ta'ut, because he already saw the blemish, and that's how the Gemara would explain it over here. So really, that's what the father has to bring. The father is not bringing a proof, he's bringing a proof showing that the husband saw this blemish, but was okay with it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shemuel. Hamachlif para bechamor. A person is able to exchange their animal for another animal. So if someone comes and brings a cow, he wants to exchange it for a donkey. Umashach bala chamor et hapara. The owner of the donkey came and took the cow. Velo hispik bal hapara limshoch et hachamor. And the one who was taking the donkey, he didn't get a chance to take the donkey into his possession ad shemet hachamor, until the donkey died. So what happens is like this. You have a man who owns a donkey, a man who owns a cow. They want to swap animals. So now the one who owns the cow wants to give his cow to the donkey owner, and the donkey owner wants to give his donkey to the cow owner. Now, while he gave his cow over to him, now he's bringing his donkey over to the cow owner. Now, before the cow owner got a chance to even pull it into his possession, the donkey died on the spot. Who has to bring a proof? So the question is, did they yet exchange? Did they reach each other's possessions yet? Or maybe the donkey was still in the possession of the owner. So the Gemara says, Haba umasha, says, Haba bal, sorry, umashach bal hachamor et hapara v'lo yispik bal hapara limshoch et hachamor ad shemet hachamor al bal hachamor lahavir ra'aya. It's on the owner of the donkey. It was his animal. He has to bring a proof. Shaya chamoro kayam bishan mishichat para. That at the moment that he took the cow, his donkey was alive. His donkey was good and well. He has to bring a proof that while he was taking it, meaning when he was moshech, he took the animal, he took the cow from the other person, the donkey that he was giving was alive. V'tana tuna, and the Tana also teaches in this regard the same deen for kala, for a bride. So the Gemara comes and says, "Hey, kala."
What matter if this is the ownership of the donkey? Like pulling the cow.
Right. Once he's moshech, so therefore he receives the cow and he exchanges it for the donkey. So if he brought a proof that he got the cow, and the animal, the donkey was still alive, now the animal is on him, and that's not my problem anymore. So the Gemara, and the Gemara then said, we brought the same idea for a kala, for a bride. So the Gemara says, hey kala, what bride are you referring to? So ilema, perhaps it's talking about kala bebeit aviyah, a bride in her father's home. Maybe this is the same law. So the Gemara says, midame, is that even similar whatsoever? Hatam, in that case, mighty avra ayah umapik, the father has to bring a proof to be motzi the ketubah, to be remove the ketubah from the husband. But over here, hacha, mighty bala chamora ya umokim. The owner of the donkey has to bring a proof that his donkey was alive at the time of Meshicha in order to establish this chazakah, in order to hold on to the cow. So it's not being mapik, he's not being motzi something, he's establishing something. So it's not the same case. Amar Rabbi Abba, kalaba beit chamia. No, what we're talking about is a bride in the house of the father-in-law. So the Gemara says, va'akati lo dame. That's still not similar to this case that we just brought. Hatam, in that case, bal maiti raya umera le lechazke de'av. What is the husband doing? The husband has to bring a proof. And he has to break the chazakah of the father to show that the blemish has happened before they got engaged. So he is breaking the chazakah. Whereas in our case, hacha, bala chamor, maiti raya umokim chazakeh biyade. The owner of the donkey, he has to come and bring a proof that establishes the chazakah in his hands that this cow now belongs to him. So it's the opposite. The husband has to bring a proof to break the father's chazakah. This owner of the donkey has to bring a proof to show that he has a chazakah. He's establishing a chazakah. So it's not the same case as well. So the Gemara is trying to find what case are you talking about of a bride? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, kala bebet avia. It's talking about a bride in the house of the father, vela kiddushin, and it's referring to for the kiddushin that was received. The father has to bring a proof. So the Gemara says, right, we're going to bring the Gemara. Velo tema, don't say, aliba demanda amar, kiddushin lav letibuin nitnu. Don't say that according to the opinion that says that kiddushin, the money that goes to kiddushin, or whatever comes for kiddushin, it does not go to the heirs. Ela, it's a machloket, right? But ela afilu leman da'amar, even according to the one who says kiddushin, the money that's given for kiddushin, letibuin nitnu, goes to the heirs. Hane mile, that's only kiddushay vadai, when it's 100% kiddushin. Aval kiddushay ta'ut, but when there's a mistake in the kiddushin, for example, in our case over here, e maiti ra'aya in, if the father brings a proof that it's his, then yes, he gets the ketubah. E lo, lo. But if he does not bring a proof, then it's not his. The money does not go to him. So the Gemara is trying to say, this is the example, exactly similar to the example of the cow. The person, the owner, has to bring a proof that this money, even though the money is in my hands, right? He's holding this, you gave me kiddushin money to marry off my daughter. Now, I'm holding the money. I have to come and bring a proof that this money is mine. It's the same thing. The guy, the owner of the donkey, has to bring a proof that the cow is in my possession when I gave you over the donkey, which was alive. Same exact example. So that's where the example would be. The Gemara comes and says, Meitivei, we have a contradiction. This is from Masechet Cholin. We need a little background. So in an animal that is Ma'aleh Gera, an animal that chews its cud, has four stomachs. So one of the stomachs is called Beta Kosot. This is actually the second stomach. Now what is this Beta Kosot? Why was it called this? It's the home of the Kosot of the cubs. Why? Because the animal would chew its food, would go down the first stomach, come into the second stomach, and this Beta Kosot would reform the food into a certain cup-like shape, which would send it back up, and the animal would re-chew its cud, and that was the process. So that's why it's called Beit HaKosot. Now, there's many halachot with regards to if there is a hole in this part of the stomach, if the animal is kosher or not. So the Gemara says, Meitivei, we have a contradiction. Machat shenimtzet be'ovi Beit HaKosot. If you find a needle that is found in the wall of the animal's, this stomach, this Beit HaKosot, mitzad echad, if it's only seen from one side, meaning the needle's only on one side, kishera, the animal is still kosher. Mishnet tzadin, if it goes through both sides, terefa, the animal is not kosher. Nimsa alea, if you find on that needle, it says koret dam, if you find a little drop, a little thing of blood, biyadua shehu lifnei shechita, it must be that it happened before shechita was done, and therefore the animal is not kosher. If you do not find any piece of blood, you know that it happened after the slaughter happened, after shechita. Then it says, Huglad pi hamaka. If let's say there is a scab on the place of the wound, it must be that this happened 3 days before shechita, and therefore if the person who came to buy the butcher, who came to buy the animal, he bought it within those 3 days, right, Rashi says, if let's say, ve'im lakachat tavach zet, betoch shosha yamim, mekach ta'utu, it's considered mekach ta'ut, because he didn't know it had this blemish, and he came and bought the animal, and it happened 3 days ago, within that 3 days, so therefore his mekach was a ta'ut, he didn't know the animal was not kosher.
That was through and through?
Huh?
The mugleh, it was through and through?
No, it's a scab that's on the wound, and so it doesn't specify, but that type of scab would be, okay, so Rashi says, it's considered a terefa animal. That's considered a trefalim. But lo glad piyamaka, if the wound does not have any scab, hamotzi mechavara alav araya. Then therefore the person who's trying to bring a proof to take money out of his friend, take money out of the seller, has to bring a proof that he was right. So now the Gemara gets to its point. Ve'i yahiv tabach dame. If the butcher gave the money to the seller, ba'il atuye ra'aya umapik, he would need to bring a proof to be mapik, to take the money back. If you already paid him, he has to bring a proof now. So the Gemara says, ve'amai, and why does he need to bring a proof? Bal behema laiti ra'aya v'nokim. Let the owner of the animal have to bring a proof to reestablish that my animal was good. Just like our case on the previous Amud, we said the owner of the donkey has to bring a proof that my donkey was alive at the time that I took the cow. So to say the same thing over here, that I have to bring a proof at the time that I gave you this animal, that it's kosher. Ella, what are we going to say? So the Gemara answers, "Bidilo yahiv tabachad dame." We're talking about cases that they don't pay right away. They give it on credit. The seller would give the butcher animals on credit, and they wouldn't generally pay right away. So the Gemara says, "My pasca." Well, you're saying clear cut. Everyone would buy and sell on credit. Nobody would want the money right away. That doesn't sound right. Nobody does that. Ella ki ata Rami bar Yecheskel. When Rami bar Yecheskel came, he said, "Amar lo titzitinu lahane klale dekal Yehuda achi." Don't listen to these general laws that my brother Yehuda established. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he came and said this. Don't listen to my brother Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, achi mishmei de Shmuel, who says in the name of Shmuel, because hachi amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Kol shenolad safek birshuto alav araya. Anytime the doubt appears in your jurisdiction, in your possession, you have to bring the proof. So therefore he's saying it happened in your possession, you have to bring the proof, not the owner of the animal. So the Gemara says, Vetana tuna kala, and the Tana also teaches the same law for a kala. So the Gemara then brings its contradiction again. Meitivei, we have a contradiction. Machat shenimset be'ovi be'ta kosot, if you find this needle in the walls of the animal's stomach, and we said, if it's through one side, it's kosher, if it's through both, it's not kosher. And then the Gemara brings its proof. Ve'id lo yahiv tavach dame, if the butcher did not pay the money, then the owner of the animal has to bring a proof and say that you owe me this money. If the butcher didn't pay the seller yet, the seller has to come and bring his proof because, hey, I'm owed the money. So the Gemara says, and why is that the case? According to you, sfeka birishut tavach italid. The safek, where did the doubt happen of the animal not becoming kosher? In the owner's, in the butcher's home, in the butcher's jurisdiction. So then if you're saying that Shmuel's opinion is wherever the safek comes out, that's where you have to bring your ra'ayah from. Let the butcher have to bring the ra'ayah. Ella, what are we going to say? Diyahiv tavach dame. It must be that the butcher bought the animal and paid for the animal. And generally, that's what they do. They pay for it. So the Gemara says, umay paska. How do you know that's so clear cut that they would just always pay for the animal? Maybe sometimes they would buy the animal on credit. Sometimes they would pay for the animal right away. So the Gemara says, stama de milta, because generally, the general rule is, kama de lo yahiv inish zuzei, lo yahiv inash chayuta. Because all the meanwhile that a person does not pay for the animal, generally speaking, the person is not going to give you the animal. If you're not going to pay me the money, I'm not going to give you the animal on credit. So generally we can understand that it must be the butcher had paid, and therefore, since the butcher had paid, we don't have to worry about the owner having to bring a proof, because it's not in the owner's jurisdiction anymore. Once he got paid, now it becomes the buyer, the butcher's jurisdiction, and so he has to bring proof that the animal was not kosher when he bought it. Okay, let's just finish off to the Mishnah. The Chachamim Amrim, the Chachamim say, B'medavrim Amorim, we said this case in our Mishnah, B'mumin Shebeseter, with blemishes that happen in private. Right, if we go back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah said that if blemishes happen, right, when is the Baal able to bring a proof saying, hey, you had blemishes? That's only if there are blemishes that he did not know of, right, private blemishes. But if there are public blemishes, like on the public part of the body, he cannot say anything. He was okay with it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, flipping the Amud, v'nichpeb kemumin shabaset adame." If somebody has epilepsy, lo aleinu, they have this disease that they have seizures and it causes, let's say, the woman to, you know, Rashi says to cholish mimenu nofela art v'yesh lo zman lavo, as a specific time that the seizures come in specific intervals. So he says that's considered like mumin shabaseter, like a private blemish that the husband can bring a proof on. Hey, I didn't know you had epilepsy, so I can bring this proof. It is mekach taut. So Gemara says that's only right shabaseter dami. It's only considered blemishes that were compared to seter. So the Gemara says v'hani mila. That's only the kaviyah lezman. If there is a set time that these seizures come, ava lo kaviyah le. If there's no set time that these seizures come, kemumin shabagalui dami. It's like a public blemish because she doesn't know when it's coming. So if he's spending time with her, before they get engaged, he'll realize, hey, what's going on? She's having a seizure. Oh my gosh. She has epilepsy. He'll know that that's a blemish. And if he marries her anyway, he was okay with it. So therefore, it must depend on if there were intervals or there were not intervals. If there were intervals, set times, he may have not known about it. So therefore, he can bring a raya. I didn't know about this. But if he did know, because there were public blemishes, public seizures, then therefore, that would be a mekachtavu. Just a 1 minute recap. We start on the Amud Bet. And Ayin Ham Mudbed, we started out talking about the difference between why there's any difference between if the Ra'ya is brought before before Erusin or after Erusin. And we explained that, we discussed why that would make any difference. We said there's two Chazakas against one Chazakah, that's how we answered. Flipping to the Amud Aleph, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, we brought the second part of the Daf, which was talking about, we said that we are ma'amid the chazaka al gufa. When do we stand the status to be on her body? That's only when it's the ta'ana is coming from her, when she is saying it. But if it's coming from the father, the father wants the ketubah, and it's not a chazaka for her, it's really for the father. So therefore we do not say we stand the chazaka on her body because it's not for her anymore, it's for going for the father. The third part of the daf, which is towards the bottom of the page, was the the similarity of that exchange of animals, the case of the bull, the cow, and the donkey, to our case. So we're trying to compare that case and find out which case works for our case. And then the fourth part, which was pretty much on the Amud Bet, was who needs to bring Ra'ya, right? Mitzarech Laviyah Da'Ra'ya, who needs to bring the proof? Is it the owner of the animal per se, right? The one who sold the animal, or the one who bought the animal? So the Gemara ended by saying that Shmuel is of the opinion that wherever the safek happens, in whoever's jurisdiction that safek happens, that's the person that needs to bring the ra'ya. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.